deep night.
103.7 FM, Jade Radio. Your life, your city, your station.
Hello. This is Matt Richardson, executive producer here at Jade. We've got something a little different for you tonight. To be quite honest, I'm not sure how to explain it. It's Jeff the Spaz Kellerman's last show. Yeah, I know. We aired one 2 weeks ago that we said was his last, and we thought it was his last. Until a couple of days ago, when this recording surfaced. Believe me when I say we debated airing this. The stuff you're going to hear is... well, as Freddie Gale, our technician, put it, is out there. But in the end, we decided it's what Spaz himself would have wanted.
When darkness falls, the unseen denizens of the night begin their nocturnal prowl. They slither through the brush, lurk in the trees, and soar invisibly through the air. And at least one has a golden set of pipes. Meet Jeffrey Spaz Kellerman, a compellingly disgusting late-night radio talk show host at the peak of his career. His language is filthy, he's racist, a sexist, his opinions are outrageous and inflammatory. And if that weren't enough, he makes millions. Now maybe it's true that what goes around comes around. What that means is that there may be a lot coming Spaz's way. And perhaps tonight is the night that those demons from his past finally take flight to the airwaves. Man Radio by Leslie Moldener. A friendly word of warning. Spaz Kellerman, like so many shock jocks across North America, bars no holds. Man Radio contains intense situations and subject matter, derogatory language, and profanity. It may not be appropriate for some listeners. As with all dangerous things, your caution and discretion is strongly advised.
In your face!
So I'm back. Jeff Spaz Kellerman.
Spaz Kellerman. Radio that's in your face!
And folks, you can rest easy knowing that the Spaz has not been genetically modified in any way or surgically enhanced. Damn right. Okay, you know what the show's about. You call in and tell me what's on your mind. In between calls, we'll goof around and offend a bunch of folks. How's that sound?
Well... it's late night in the city of love, and I'm a rejected and lonely boy tonight. Yep, my constant companion and loyal producer, Matt Richardson, is off tending his new baby in arms. The little ankle biter arrived last night, so being the loving da-da-da-da-da-da, he's at the hospital even as we speak.
Aww. Yep. That's all the world needs. Another friggin' kid. I know, I'm on a roll tonight. Unfortunately for our new technician here. Yep, we have a stand-in techie, new boy on the block, filling in for the ailing fat Freddie Gale, who's normally behind the board, and, what's your name again, kid?
Nate?
Don't tell me, Nate. You came from one of those shitty little suburban broadcasting colleges, right? Don't answer that.
You know, this is a little bit spooky. Late at night, 22 floors up in a deserted studio, just me and strange little Nate from nowhere.
Ooh. Okay, let's get to work. We got a caller. Who is it, Nate?
Gary?
Speak to me, Gary. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Spaz. Well, it's all about this... crap over the permanent site we're trying to establish for the Ultimate League.
For those of us who have a life, Gary, could you explain what Ultimate is?
Yeah, well, basically, Ultimate is a game of frisbee taken to, well, the ultimate level. Anyways, it's about the proposed site.
Frisbee. You play with frisbees. Is that it, Gary?
Yeah, frisbees. Discs. And the thing is,
are you, Gary?
I'm 33.
33. At 33, Jesus was on the cross. Genghis Khan had swept through Asia. Shakespeare had written his best work. And what are you doing, Gary? Running around like a 9-year-old chasing a frisbee.
You know, this sport is going to go into the Olympics and then...
Do I care? Piss off!
Don't get mad. Get even.
Damn right. Okay, let's see. We've got Raj. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Spaz. How you doing?
All right.
So I just want to comment on what I consider is like all this racial profiling that's happening on the borders.
Racial profiling. Yeah. I can see this coming.
So what I mean is like nowadays, if you're crossing the border, I mean, if you're South Asian or you look Middle Eastern, you're going to get all this hassle. Right?
What kind of hassle, Raj?
You know, like there was those two Indo-Canadian guys that were coming back from the States from their cousin's wedding.
Uh-huh.
You know, they got questioned for like 5 hours or something. I mean, it makes me nervous because of the way I look.
Because you look like a terrorist, right?
Well, no, because people think that all terrorists have the same racial characteristics. But
hey, listen, Raj, I got news for you. Those guys that flew those planes, I didn't see any blue-eyed, blonde Norwegians in there with them. You know what I mean?
Well, previous to 9/11, the biggest terrorist attack on the American mainland came from a white guy from Oklahoma, okay? But they didn't decide to stop guys with crew cuts coming across the border, did they? It's racist. It's just the racial
profiling. It's the new world order. And if it keeps us all safe, the spaz man's all for it. Personally, I think they should string razor wire from sea to shining goddamn sea to keep those psycho bastards out. And if you don't like it, you can always try one of those Michael Jackson bleach jobs.
I haven't done anything to change my skin. Can't people just change? It's all just a lie.
Speaking of change, it's time for...
Phone Fun!
Phone Fun! The dialing, devilishly demonistic... let's just piss someone off.
Hello, Crisis Line, Marie speaking.
Oh, thank God, Marie. I really need to talk to someone.
Well, that's what we're here for. Now, what's going on?
I don't know. I'm really screwed up over this. I'm really...
It's okay. It's okay. Just take your time.
It's my buddy Jerry. He killed himself a couple of days ago. He cut his wrists. It was terrible. Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. Were you close to him?
Yes. He was like a brother.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You must be feeling very sad.
Oh, Marie, I'm churning up inside. And,
right.
And the worst thing is, he killed himself in my place.
Oh, no.
In my house. Oh. Jesus, the blood, all that blood,
that's
you know.
That's terrible. Look, is there anybody
Listen,
close by?
Listen, it's everywhere. On the walls, on the carpets, everywhere.
Right.
Pools of blood.
Listen, I think that if you
that's
can just
That's why
find...
I wanted to call you guys, because you know.
Yeah.
You know about the blood and the gore. You're,
right.
You're a goddamn angel. That's what you are, Marie.
Okay, now
angel
just...
from heaven, but what I really need help with is...
Yeah?
Is the carpet.
The carpet?
Yeah, it was an import. Cost me almost $6,000, and that asshole ruined it. Do you recommend a professional cleaner like Carpet King, or should I try to clean it myself?
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's real funny.
Oh, people I love screwing with their minds. Okay, more after this in a moment. Well, that sure wasn't no ad for Burger Heaven. Nate from Nowhere was probably busy playing with his Palm Pilot. Okay, it's time for...
Fear of Rednecks!
It's like this. The powers that be want us all to vacation at home. But when you do, what happens? You run into rednecks. Rural folks, locals, salt of the earth, you know, morons. People who are not like you and me, folks, but are too stupid to make it in the big city. So, on Fear of Rednecks, we encourage you to be as rude and obnoxious as possible to country folk. For example, instead of ordering that blueberry pie they're so proud of, you tell them to shove it up there. And the best story wins, well, who the hell knows. Okay, this is Mike on the line. Mike, what's your story? Mikey, are you there? Mikey? Wake up! Well, it looks like we probably lost...
Ah, for God's sake! Someone help me!
Jesus!
Hey! Hey, is this the Spaz?
Yeah.
Did I scare you? Hey, I did, right?
Yeah, good thing I'm wearing brown pants.
Ah, sorry, man, I had to do that. You know, the Spaz, I mean, I had to. My girlfriend dared me.
You must be a match made in heaven, asshole. Okay, Mikey, what's your story?
Well, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, me and some buddies went camping, and we stopped at this store that had all these, what do they call them, you know, like homemade craft shit and stuff, so we just started grabbing all...
Hey, Mikey. Shit for brains. The gag's over, okay? Okay. So it's goodbye to Mikey. Get off the line, Mike! Nate! Nate! Hey, dickless. You asleep at the board? You're opening the wrong files, for Christ's sake.
Sorry?
Jesus! A little technical problem there, folks. Seems Nate from nowhere had a brain aneurysm.
Spaz Kellerman, radio that tears your head off!
It's probably the most trying time any family can face. It comes without warning, bringing a tidal wave of emotions that threatens to overwhelm. But when it does, call Pleasant Haven Memorial Homes. We're there when you need us.
Okay, well... I'd say our guys in sales sure got our demographic wrong with that one. Is it Halloween and nobody told me, or have I taken that many drugs?
Spaz Kellerman, radio that's in your face.
Nate, did they tell you?
Tell me?
The coffee, Nate. You bring me my coffee.
Coffee?
Yes, Nate. I'm the famous radio show host, and you're the gopher, so go get me some friggin' coffee already.
Black, no sugar.
He's slow, but psychic. Yes, that's right, Sparky.
Okay, is there anything else you need?
Some health touch therapy. No, just get me some coffee!
Okay, but there's someone who wants to talk to you.
No lights flashing, Nate. No lights means no callers, buddy. Didn't you learn
Jeffrey?
That?
Jeffrey?
Is this who I think it is?
Yes.
Kids, looks like Mom's home. Guess who's calling the show? It's the Mrs. Well, the ex-Mrs. And which one of you little monkeys put her up to it, eh? Hello, Karen, what's up?
You know what's up. I've been trying to contact you for weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry, Moneypenny. I've been on a secret government mission.
I'm sorry you have to hear this, folks. You may have gathered we're estranged. Honey, can't this wait till I get home? Sayonara!
Don't try to
Jesus,
cut me off.
Jesus, what the... Ugh. Okay, looks like you've got me, sweetheart. The world is listening.
Good. Then they'll know what a bastard you are.
Ooh.
And they should know you're 5 months behind in child support.
Well, it looks like they knew now. Okay. Okay, you want this? You want this now? Listen to this, folks. Inside the world of Spaz Kellerman. Karen, you want to know why I'm five months behind?
Jeffrey, if you think that
because
you can
every
out-
time I sit down to write that check for the spawn of my loins designed to keep the wolf from his door, I keep seeing him in his $3.2 million house with his new L.A. record producer daddy, and I think, why the hell
it
should I be sending
who I'm
money?
Without. You are legally bound to support your own son.
Here's the truth, guys. Want to know the truth? It's all part of the growing feminist-dominated conspiracy against... against men.
Shit.
You're the one who left, sweetheart.
Oh, shall we tell your fans why I left?
Hey, why not? We're
lying,
on a roll.
The deceit,
Nate.
The womanizing,
Nate.
Justified
Nate.
By your nonstop rage against everyone
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah. Give it to me. My ratings are going through the roof.
Jesus.
Well, my theory stands, huh? You don't hear women being hunted down for child support.
You're not being hunted.
I am being hunted. Me and thousands of other guys, just because we're guys.
Okay, Jeff. If it's so important for you to be at war, then we will be.
Bring on the lawyers, baby. That was fun. I mean, we should do that again sometime. Nate from nowhere. Hey, shit for brains. I don't know where the studio found you, but you screw with me again like that, and I'll throw you out the goddamn window. Nate! Seems Nate got lost getting the coffee. I knew I should have asked him to multitask, folks. I weep for the future.
He's a jerk, he's a jerk, he's a great big jerk. Basically, the guy's a jerk.
Man Radio contains intense situations and subject matter, derogatory language, and profanity. Your caution and discretion is strongly advised.
103.7 FM, J Radio. Your life, your city, your station.
I don't know how you guys did it, but somehow, someone somewhere has spliced into the system. I mean, some super hack or something. Very impressive. The Spaz Man's impressed, I've got to admit. Okay. I get it. The whole studio is in on it, right? Freddy off sick, Matt off with his new goober. That's good. That's very good. Very clever. Very good. So what was it? You got some actress to play my wife, and Nate, right, is from some theater group? Oh, there's the light. The light's flashing. We've got another caller. Maybe it's our little hacker dickhead. Okay, you're on.
Jeff, it's Paul.
Paul.
Paul. Your brother, Paul.
Some genius is at work here. My little brother, Paul. Listen, you're good. You sound just like him.
Jeff.
So what is it? You're from some improv comedy group? Got to hand it to you. The voice is great. You've got Paul down to a T. I mean,
I'm not an impersonator.
Man, that voice is so impressive. I got
cockroaches.
What?
You've got a phobia about cockroaches.
That right? Oh, listen, pal, it doesn't take much to find out if someone.
The deck at the back of our house was rotten. The house. At 353 Walden.
How would you know about that?
The mom was always getting on Dad's case that it was an accident waiting to happen, that someone would fall through, and one day a bunch of us...
Listen, buddy...
All chasing each other, and you just went down. The floor gave way. You just went down, and this shit under there covered up for years, I guess, and there was a nest of cockroaches. Hundreds of cockroaches. You fell into them. It only took Dad a few minutes to pull you out, but that was enough. And that's why you can't stand cockroaches. Now do you believe that I'm your brother?
Looks like it's the real McCoy with us, folks. Little brother Paulie. The white slice of the family. The brother who stayed behind. Paul, what is it? Paul's Plumbing? The no work started without a free appraisal?
Yeah, that's right, Jeff.
Paul, how's it hanging? How's the missus and those lovely offspring of yours?
Oh, what do you care?
Good question, folks. What do I care?
Jeff, I'm calling about Dad.
You're calling about Dad.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Alzheimer's, folks. The old geezer's lost it. Are you moved to tears yet, kids?
He can't live on his own anymore.
And you want me to do what exactly?
I didn't want to call. I told Estelle that. Look, I've had a really tough time this year. This business, there's a lot of overhead.
You want me to pay for Daddy's seniors' home?
Well, there's this care facility.
Sorry, can't do it.
Oh, Jesus! Look, I have been carrying the bag for years. I can't do it anymore. You've got the money.
So that's what this
just
call's about.
Just do something for him for once, for Christ's sake. We're not even asking you to go out of your way and come see him. But just take 5 minutes to write a check. Just pay for someone else to take care of him. That's all we're asking, just for once.
And I get back what? A warm, fuzzy feeling of compassion so I can repay everything he did for me?
Look, I know there's a lot of things...
You know jack shit! He was never home, and when he was, he didn't give me the time of day. All he was interested in was finding another dumb asshole to buy a policy. And when he was at home, he couldn't wait to get back on the road again. He hated Mom, he hated me, and hey, and I've got news for you, John boy. He hated you. He's dying now. So what, I'm just supposed to forget all the crap, forget how he was with me?
I'm sorry, Jeff. I really am. I just thought you'd want to come home. I thought you'd want to know.
Sorry, bro. Can't do it. Back after these messages.
Jeff!
Oh, Frank, do you have to work again this weekend?
Sorry, honey. You know the old man wants us all up to scratch on those new policies before Monday.
Well, I hope he appreciates it. But I miss you. We all miss you.
I know, honey. But I'll make it up to you. Honest.
Say, Pops, we going fishing tomorrow?
Afraid not, son. I gotta bring home the bacon.
Aw, but Pop, you promised.
You heard what I said. You're out of my sight, you little bastard.
Dad!
Jeffrey! Jeffrey!
Nate! So get this. I'm locked in.
Depressed, anxious, overwhelmed by feelings of hopelessness. Perhaps it's time to talk to your doctor about Lethargo. Lethargo is not simply an antidepressant. It's a way to take back control of your life.
What? Okay, there must be something normal out there. Some weather report, traffic, anything. Hello out there!
Oh shit, what was that? What the hell was that? I didn't see anything. I didn't... What do I do? I don't know. It just...
Jeff?
Who's this?
Do we have to play a guessing game?
Who?
Well, I'm not surprised.
Wait a minute. Your voice, I...
That's so romantic. You remember. But
I can't...
You can't place the face, right?
Look, it's...
Or the time? Well, how about the place? WXKS?
Laura.
Young, hot DJ. Young, cute girl working front desk.
That's 25 years ago. What is this?
What is this? This is your past coming back to haunt you.
Look, is this some rant about how I abandoned you and...
Yes! Yes, it's a rant about how you abandoned me. Oh. We were so in love. You were so in love. Hey, that's okay, my sweet doll, my angel. That's okay. We'll keep the baby. Well, I can take care of us. We'll be okay. We're special. We're going to be the perfect little family, sweetheart.
For Christ's sake, I was only 23.
And how old was I? With no one there and no one there to help me? And you never called. You never got in contact. You're sending my letters back, blocking my calls. You just went on with your life like nothing had happened. But that's okay. It worked out. The way you'd expect me at 17. They took the baby away. They took my baby away. It worked out.
For Christ's sake, Laura.
It's not easy coming to a crossroads. The choices we face in life can often leave us confused and anxious. Maybe that's the time to come home. Come home to the Church of the Saints of Mercy. You know in your heart, it makes sense.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, oh, no.
Hello. Hi.
Who's this?
Who's this? Well, you won't remember me. You won't remember me, that's for sure, but, I remember you. Yeah, Jeffrey Kellerman, I remember you.
Who is this?
You see, you don't know. I knew you wouldn't.
You guys are good.
I think you'll find you can't cut me off there, Jeffrey.
Really
Sorry.
Good.
Sorry. Yeah, that must be excruciating for you, because it's all about control with you, isn't it, Jeffrey? The idea that you don't know what's happening to you is just too much, isn't it? You can't take that, can you? It has to be you pulling the strings all the time.
Oh, okay, I like
always
the Bela Lugosi act.
Manipulating the situation, even in grade six.
Grade six?
Yeah, with your little group of fans. Yeah, I guess you had to have that even back then. Be the center of everything. Do anything for the big laugh. Make fun of other kids.
Hey, listen,
Take everything to the extreme, tormenting them.
I don't know what you want, but...
You know what I want, Jeffrey?
What?
I want revenge. I'm gonna get my own revenge on you. You'll see.
Jesus, what is this? What's happening? I know that voice.
The chickens are coming home to roost, Jeff. That's what's happening.
Rupert. Rupert Findlayson. Look, we were just little kids.
You knew what I was like, how shy I was. But pick, pick, pick. At school, in the dining room, the playground, following me home, you and your little buddies. And then that morning, my dog. What you did to my dog.
We were just kids, for Christ's sake.
Standing across the road from our yard, calling him. Breaking bits off the candy bar, tossing them across to him.
Oh, Christ.
Getting him to run. Just as the truck came. Why did you do that? Why did you do that?
Rupert. Rupert, listen. You don't know what it was like for me then. I wasn't the way you think. It wasn't. Rupert. Rupert. Rupert.
Hi, Melissa McDougal here with your weather and traffic. Well, my goodness, it certainly is a dark and stormy night, folks, isn't it? Brr. And trust me, it's only going to get worse. And looking at traffic, well, what can I say? Everything's backed up. Everywhere.
Nate! 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 There's no lights. There's no one there. There's nothing. Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ. What's happening to me? I'm sorry. Oh, sweet Jesus, what have I done?
Please, help me. It hurts so much. Please.
It's okay. You'll be okay. Don't worry.
Mommy.
Just... It's okay. Take it easy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck, the blood. Oh, no.
Please, help.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck, the blood. Oh. It's okay.
It's okay.
Help me. It hurts. It hurts. Stay with me. Please.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, sweet Jesus, what have I done?
That was the last recorded Jeff Spaz Kellerman hour. Jeff Kellerman, broadcaster, was found dead from a heart attack in his studio, October 3rd. He was 47 years old. We figured Spaz was extremely disoriented from his heart condition when he came in that night. I say this because, along with all our other broadcasters, Spaz was notified in advance that one of his old shows would be broadcast that night. There'd be no live shows because of systems upgrading. So there wasn't a technician booked that night. But a couple of days ago, Freddie Gale received a disc in the mail. The one we just played. It was signed Best Wishes. Nate from Nowhere.
You've just heard Man Radio by Leslie Mildener. In the cast, you heard Tony Daniels as Spaz, Sitcom Dad, and a multitude of other voices. Peter Costigan was Nate and Sitcom's son. Anand Rajaram played Raj. And Jim Jones was Mike. Kelly McIntosh played Karen and Sitcom Mom. And Jonathan Higgins played Paul. Herbie Barnes played Gary and Matt. Catherine Fitch was Marie and the church ad lady. Danielle Brett was Melissa and the woman. Emily Waite played the little girl. And David Cook was Rupert. For Man Radio, the recording engineer was Greg DeClute. Sound effects by Matt Wilcott. The script editor was David Carley, and casting was by Linda Grierson. The associate producer was Colleen Woods. Jade Radio's stings and bumpers were composed and performed by Tony Daniels and friends. Man Radio was produced and directed by Gregory J. Sinclair. Next, on Deep Night. On a frozen lake in the cold dead of a winter's night, the ice pops, rumbles, and crackles with monstrous life. Is it only the wind? Or does something lurk beneath, deep beneath, that would like nothing more than to invite us downward into the frozen depths for an eternal visit? Ice Screams by Drew Hayden Taylor. Next, in Deep Night.
Deep in the arms of love.
A new mix for summer
on CBC Radio 1.